Watch, first responders surprise 5-year-old cancer patient with parade and gifts. By Amy Furr on January 11, 2021. Members of Southwest Florida's Make-A-Wish Foundation stopped in Cape Coral on Sunday to give a little boy a huge surprise. In 2019, 5-year-old Nathan Lopez was diagnosed with a form of cancer known as ependymoma, according to Fox 4. He was complaining about having a lot of headaches, said his mother, Yamaris Muswarieta. He woke up crying, painfully crying, so I just ran to the emergency room with him. They did an MRI and they found a tumor in the back of the head. According to the Mayo Clinic's website, ependymoma can appear at any age, but most often occurs in children. Following his diagnosis, Nathan was flown to a children's hospital in St. Pete and underwent surgery to remove the tumor. He was later transported to Orlando's Ronald McDonald House where he received radiation therapy. Me and him, we went to Orlando for like a month and a half for his radiation and he finished his last treatment on March 6, 2019, his mom recalled. Nathan is now enjoying remission and to help celebrate. The Make-A-Wish Foundation called upon the Cape Coral Police and Fire Departments to give him a surprise he would never forget. Video shows the first responders driving down his street with their lights on and sirens blaring. The little boy received numerous gifts from well-wishers that included a shopping spree, toy cars, and video games. Nathan also got to check out the fire truck's equipment and sit inside a police vehicle. He looks like a shy kid, but you just know deep down when he is opening up all those gifts and he sees the fire and the police here and all this commotion that's going on, you just know that we're changing his life, said Richard Kelly of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Nathan's family was extremely glad to see him smiling again. You see life with a big difference now that you go through all these things. You keep praying that kids don't have to go through the same stuff that my son did, his mom stated.